This episode is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system that is designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin, all of which I have. So do you, L'Oreal.
Yeah, you know, I love it that I don't have ingrown hair anymore.
That's good. Because I couldn't stand seeing those bumps on you. I didn't know what they were. So I'm glad you don't have that anymore. Well, start shaving smarter and say goodbye to razor bumps with Bevel. Check out GetBevel.com today. Use the code LIPFREE to get your first month free at GetBevel.com. That's GetBevel.com. What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Leighton Benton.
And we got Fat Joe and Remy Ma here.
Hey, y'all.
How y'all doing? What up?
We got to watch how many times we say we all the way up in this fucking interview right here.
No, I was going to say congratulations on the success of the single. It's been huge.
Yeah, it's popping.
Everybody loves it. So it's nice to put that out and get that bubbling like that.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. You know, we excited.
Yes, we're very excited. We just have been, you know, up legendary. Like, we're definitely
it was up
like,
6 in the morning.
All the way up.
You know, she got to be all the way up at 5 because she got to get the
ready.
Makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Look like the black Wonder Woman at 7 in the morning.
God forbid I'm late by 2 minutes.
Yeah, niggas is on her.
Yeah. No, Joe was like, listen, I got to start telling her the wrong time. Cause
she got. I got to lie to her and tell her, yo,
but
7.
I really don't be. It was the one time.
One time.
Yeah.
One time.
Well, Stephanie be like, you know.
Yeah, you got to tell me. You got to tell me like it's an hour and a half early.
I live an hour and a half away, so.
I be telling, I got to tell them a day early. I'd be like, it's on Tuesday.
Amen. Yeah.
All right, well, we always start with a tip of the day. So today's tip, since Remy and Joe are here, how do you work with an attractive member of the opposite sex when you're involved with somebody else? Because some people have an issue, like, you know, somebody you work with is attractive and you got to go home to your man or to your chick and be like, nah, it's nothing. Like, what are the rules that you set?
Me personally, I feel like it's okay to work around people that are good looking, but if you're not attracted to them, is really nothing. That should be the question. Like, how do you work around people that you're attracted to? Because if you're not really attracted to them, it's like, you know, I think my brother's like a cute, handsome guy. Like,
thank you.
Like, you know, but I don't like him.
I feel you, because I work with Charlamagne and Envy, and they're disgusting to me.
Like, it's just like, shit. I don't like him like that. So it depends. The problem only occurs when you're attracted to the person, and they don't even have to be good looking. Like, if you like the person, then, you know, that's
like, Joe, could you hire an assistant that's like an attractive female?
No way in the world.
But if you're not attracted to her, then
nah, I'm attracted, so I don't.
He's a man.
I've never hired a pretty female in my life.
All the twos. You got to be at least a two to be considered for the job.
But Remy, what if Pat hired like a,
you gotta
a
be
female?
You got to be like the bitches that look like they work where I was locked up at. So they look stupid. Like the niggas pick ugly bitches on purpose to work in
Hold on, you over there with the caca. Yeah, you're hired.
But those girls be fucking anyway, though, because they in jail racking up.
Let me tell you something. I had this bitch on me. She was the ugliest bitch on earth. Thank God I only had 4 months. I was like, she was like, I was telling my friends, you so cute. I'm like, bitch, get the fuck away from me now.
But if you had like 20 years, maybe you would have
ran through it records.
If that's it and there's nothing else you could do, you can't jerk off for 20 years.
I wouldn't care if Pap hired somebody that was attractive. I really don't care.
Oh, man.
I don't want no ugly people.
I don't believe
like,
her.
I'm dead serious. I don't care, like, at all, period. Like, I don't really like ugly people that much, I'm gonna be honest. I know it sounds crazy as fouls, whatever, but ugly, they have problems. They have issues. Like, they really be angry. They be mad at the world. Mm-hmm. They be trying to do, like, I'm dead serious.
Fucked up to be ugly.
It is.
I feel like ugly people are nicer, though, because they gotta be nice.
No.
Not all of them.
That's rare. That's the rare few. And I like those ones, like, because you made it through the adversities of growing up in childhood. Because I'm sure you had a hard childhood.
Just chill, bro. Come on.
There's people that, you know, because they're not. If you're attractive, you get treated differently. That's just point blank.
A billion percent.
from birth. Think about it. If you have a candy bar or something, and a cute little kid comes and just takes it, it could be your favorite thing. You're like, so cute. You can have it. Let it be a little snot. You like, whose kid is this? You just grabbing people like that. No home training. Like, it's from the beginning. You get perks if you look nice.
I know all y'all ladies done dealt with that too. You guys are like, okay, I get away with a lot of stuff that girls that aren't attractive get away with. Like, guys will let you get away with a lot.
Yeah, usually if I get pulled over, like, I just kind of, you know,
pull the titties out.
Yeah, it always works every time.
It or does like, every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I was with somebody in like the Nike store. I was with, I'm not gonna, I know it sounds, one of my friends.
But let's not say the name.
No, it's one of my friends, and she got insulted because the Nike employee like said, "Ma'am, do you need a bag?" asking me, and didn't ask her. And she's like, "I need a bag too. Like, I need a bag." So
the ugly friend, you know, can't get no bag.
You know when that happened to me? When I'm trying to buy something and they ain't got it for a fat nigga size, and the skinny nigga with me be like, "Yeah, I'll take that one. Size 12.
Skinny
like,
jeans.
Motherfucker. Like, you wasn't even on to this shit, man."
If you think about it, think of all the people that you ever had beef or problems with or didn't. Like, you, 9 times out of 10, they was ugly or something. Yeah, just like, well, you, but it's very rare that you have.
I don't agree with that, because pretty bitches be hating too.
They be insecure
all
like,
the time.
Not as much to me.
They really do.
Almost all the problems that I had was with somebody that I felt was dumb.
I can't lie, I got a lot of ugly haters, but I got some beautiful girls that be hating on me. Like, damn.
It's pretty to be hating, man.
I got some really beautiful girls that be hating on me. Yeah. Really beautiful girls.
You know, I never really understood that, because it's like, they're just so, especially in my industry.
I think pretty women shouldn't fight. That's my point.
Yeah, it's like, there's so much money to make, and it's just like, you know, why don't we make money together?
I mean, I think I will say that these girls are pretty, but they're not prettier than me, but
I get it, I understand.
Okay.
What about guys' looks, though? Do guys' looks matter at all?
Like, yes, guys' looks matter. Yeah.
Of course. Because I feel like women don't look so much.
Guys' looks matter.
Yeah.
The problem is,
it's a fact. We can move on from this.
It's a sad fact.
It's a sad fact that attractive or pretty, you know, handsome or beautiful women get the upper hand. Fact.
All right, now let's talk about one of our favorite sponsors here on Lip Service. It's so useful. It's Carbon 38. Now, I told you before, Carbon 38 is the best online shopping destination for fashionable, high-performance women's activewear.
So cute, with the little leggings, with the rips in them. They got a whole bunch of stuff.
You know those are my favorites. Okay, well, it's very sporty, and it's also very sexy. Now, as you know, Carbon 38 has graciously agreed to send me, Stephanie, and Gigi some free samples, and they had so much fun going on the site. So they're looking through all this great stuff they have available. Gigi teaches her pole dancing classes, so it's important that you look good, because you can't pole dance looking like a bum. And Stephanie has been actually working out a whole lot more lately, but she's already naturally sexy, so this is even taking it to the next level. Now, some of my favorite pieces, I have, like I already told you, the Solo deconstructed leggings with the matching crop tank.
So cute.
Yes. Also, okay, I have these double layer shorts. Those are my favorites right now. Now they're starting to get a little warmer out and I'm running outside. I want to look good, because you never know who you might run into in the park. You know what I'm saying?
Your new boo-boo.
That's what I'm saying. And shout out to Mr. Cool Daddy. Now, he saw me wearing my Carbon 38 workout leggings, and he said, "Short girls are winning" on Instagram. Now, for the record, I'm not that short. I'm actually 5'3".
You're a little short.
I accept your compliment, okay, but come on. Now, one of the things that's cool about Carbon 38 is they partner with fitness professionals so they can wear, test, and model all their apparel. Carbon 38's mission is to empower women to live their healthiest lives and to look and feel amazing while doing it. So go to carbon38.com/Angela and you'll get 15% off your first purchase.
You know, but getting back to working with somebody good looking, that's when you know, like, you know, guys are always like, "Oh, I don't judge other men."
Right.
"Oh, I don't look at him
that's
like
so
that."
Annoying.
They lie. Because right, when they see you working with somebody handsome, "Oh, you really gave him your number?"
Nah, yeah, let me tell you something.
"Oh, you really got to work with
Trey?" Guys just can't say they think a guy's good looking. They be like, "I
gotta
judge."
Listen, let me tell you something. I got a best
problem.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't have that problem.
Nigga, I'm a man, right? So let's get that shit straight. And yo, I got a best friend. She's an attorney. Mm-hmm. And she showed up with some nigga. I was like, "Yo, let me holler at you for a second." this nigga was stunning. I was like, yo. And she rich as shit. I'm like, yo, come here. Let me talk to you. What the fuck is up with this nigga? And you're like, what do you mean? The nigga was glowing. I was like, nah, this is a problem.
He's great looking.
I was like, hey, yo, I was like, it's a fucking problem. He looked like he had the nigga Bandolero, nigga, was singing the shit behind the nigga. I was like, yo, my man, yo, let me holler. Are you sure about this one? Like, because this is a problem. He gonna snatch your heart. Like, right. You know, that's a guarantee.
No, and it's funny because I'll be like, you're mad gay. You think he look good, don't you? You think
that's
he look
gay,
good.
That's not gay, though. That's
and
just...
he's like, I don't think he look good. I just don't think that
I
should be
look.
Around
I don't
him.
Know.
I don't know.
It's not gay, but I mean, it's funny. You could call your boyfriend like, oh, you're so gay for him.
No, guys don't like when you say that.
Yeah, I don't know. I always find like the ugly dude with a lot of money or like the pretty looking dude. That's broke.
They don't never have.
No, that's
they
what
never
it has, is.
Or maybe like the pretty.
So that's
looking.
Why you gotta really appreciate
but you,
a
you
handsome nigga
it.
With some bread.
It goes.
You
it
better
goes
believe that
the same
shit,
way,
boy.
What you're saying like the guy that looks good, like he didn't really have to work that hard. He always gonna find some chick that's gonna let him chill, do whatever he want because yeah. you cute. And you know the ugly dude, he know he gotta work that's a little bit harder, yeah. so he can get the chick.
Same thing, school. Vice versa. Pretty women, yeah, but sometimes they don't really work. Cause a nigga taking care of her. So it's just it's right. the same. I want to get off this subject because
it's
a sad truth.
Let's switch gears for a second.
I
like to be politically correct.
Now, if you want to have sex, right, and your partner doesn't want to have sex, do you feel like you're obligated to do it? Just like, let me take the L. I don't really feel like it, but
absolutely. Or if you don't and your partner does,
absolutely.
Well,
right,
I mean,
if you don't want to,
absolutely.
And they want to have sex, are you supposed to just go ahead and be like, all right?
When you're in a long-term relationship, yes.
I just have my vibrator. Like, that's my best friend.
No, but what if he wants to and you don't feel like it?
Oh, I mean, I would just kind of like just take one for. I mean, you know, it's kind of hard.
I'll just be like, all right, on the couch. I'm just gonna turn around. Hurry up.
Yeah, or I'll just give you some head real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Hurry
like,
up.
Just take out me and I ain't
like,
really
all right.
Like
you can lay there and don't even move. They be like, fine, no problem.
You never
say I've had guys that just like, they like that like sleep fetish. Like when you play, like, you know,
playing
you sleep.
Dead, playing possum.
And they're just like fucking you. I don't know. They like that. I mean, but
that's
I
a
let
weird
the
fetish.
Record reflect. No one sleeps through fucks. Like, I hate you. Like, I was dead sleeping. I don't even. She was not asleep.
You was
like,
woke up after the second.
Oh. Unless you're Bill Cosby, okay? She was not asleep.
It depends on the dude, because I've had some
sex.
Dudes. Yeah.
Falling asleep during sex.
That's bad.
That's really interesting. I'd be tired.
He should just go.
I've said this before. I've fallen asleep a couple times while I'm getting my pussy eaten, but not like while there's dick inside of me.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to fall asleep either time.
Yeah.
Gigi's up.
She's
all the way up.
Well, Joe, if your wife wants to have sex and you don't feel like it, you're tired, you've been on the road, you're exhausted.
Listen, we have no sex problems.
Mm-hmm.
We get it in. I fuck her like I just met her yesterday.
Yes.
All the time. So great. It's like we have no problems. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, there's an obligation. Vice versa. Like, it's an obligation. You're in a long-term relationship, you got to put up. You got to... I mean, I don't even think this is a problem. Like, is it like, that's I don't want to fuck now?
I'm
like,
obligated.
It's like,
listen, I feel like when that nigga put his dick out on me, I don't give a fuck if I'm cramping, my stomach hurt, whatever the situation, I got a headache. I know either make that mouth work or bend that ass over. Mm-hmm. One of the
I just feel like you shouldn't be with nobody
you
if
do
you
it.
Don't. Yeah.
You got to do it. I'm not about to send him out with four balls.
I'm mad petty.
No, I'm going to make him out with four balls.
This is a dub. We be playing games and shit. I'm like, let's play this game of pool real quick. Like, whoever wants, like, this nigga beat my ass one time, like, 7 games in a row. He was like, every night, 7 days. I was like, come on. Like, I be really tired. If I'm tired, like, I can't. Like, I just feel like. You're going to feel like it's rape because I'm going to lay there. Like,
you're going to feel like it's rape.
I'm going to make you not want to do it.
Because that's true. Because sometimes you be thinking, I got to get up at 4 in the morning.
Right.
It's 2 o'clock right now.
Stop.
No, it's serious. True.
That's
it's
only serious. Your life, Angela.
Right, I was about to say, you don't know.
Oh, was that personal?
That's only
that was
your very personal. Life.
So you got to get it in at 4:30.
And then you know what would be the worst? When I know I'm tired and he takes mad long and I'm like, come on. But like, I gotta get up.
I just
hurry
told
up.
You, like, and then you like, keep trying to drag it.
Well, let me
it.
Ask
That's
you
annoying.
A question. Does it turn into like work?
It's not that it's work. It's just sometimes I would rather have time and be comfortable and
Gigi,
relax.
Answer the question, Gigi. Does it turn into like work? Because I'm learning. Well, I'm going to write a mean song after this
it's
shit.
It's always work.
It's work.
Always.
So it's like.
You got to do. Yeah.
Like, that nigga taking too long. It's one thing. All right. He could hold out. But if it's a such thing as, yo, this nigga too much. Yeah. Like, yo, what's up?
Henny dick. You know.
I'll just play. I'll just be like, you know, come inside. Because that's my fetish. Like, mm-hmm. I love when guys not necessarily come inside me, but like come inside me with a condom on. So I'll just be like, just come inside me. Like, you know.
That's really coming
well,
inside
see, once you're with somebody for so long, you know how to make them. Come.
Yeah.
Like, so if
you
I feel like.
Come inside me with a condom.
If I feel like it's to the point where it's taking a little bit long, like, then I know what he like. And all then right. I go to my go to. And then I know that he about to. And then I'm good.
But, so there's a such thing as a go to.
There's a go to.
Like you know this
get him
guy.
Every time.
Yeah. There's this guy.
Fuck. They've been getting me for years.
It's
with
a
go to.
Yeah.
And sometimes
you gotta say, like, you gotta go to move that you do on your own. And then you got that go to move that you know he like.
If you're in a long term relationship,
yeah. Yeah, you know what your guy like. You know what position. Yep. I know what position. I know what move on the dick suck to do to make him come. I know what.
And you know what to say too, because sometimes if you say certain things and they go fucking crazy.
That's why I say go on the couch. I'm just gonna turn around. He's over. It's like three back shots.
That's right, Joseph. When
it's done,
Joseph, when she turn around and she be like, "Oh my God, yes, Daddy, yes, Poppy," and that's it. She's just rolling her eyes, really.
Look, he thinking now. He thinking back.
Like, nah, I know. I've been getting suckered for years.
One of my ex, he liked putting a finger in my ass while fucking me, and that turns me on. That gets me like really going because right. I like
basic
both
shit.
Holes. No, but you know, I like both holes being filled and stuff
double
like
penetration.
That. Yeah. So.
It's not wrong.
She's disgusting. He's gonna go to the record and say, like,
but for some guys, the nastier the better. Like, yeah. I know guys would be
well,
like,
well, I don't know if niggas is lying, but they say the go-to is like they gotta fuck you in the ass. Like, mm-hmm. That's the talk. Like, if we having locker room nigga talk, like, just fucking the girl ain't enough no more. It's like, yeah. Yo, I fucked in her ass. I gotta fuck her in her ass.
Damn, I must be some real whack sex.
You've
ain't
done
nobody
anal, though.
Fucking
you've,
me in my ass.
You've done it. You've done it.
I've done anal, but no.
It's not fine.
Anal is reserved for special occasions and small penises.
No, and the nigga I fuck with, his dick is really big. That is
listen,
not going in my
I
ass.
Can't take a
bit. I can't
there's two occasions for anal. Special occasion, like birthday, holiday. I owe him something, you know. I was a bad girl.
Maybe he bought you a bunch
up,
of
right.
shit that
yes.
day, huh?
And then if he has a small dick, then you got to make him fuck
no,
your ass.
My
other than that, we not going there with
honestly,
the anal shit.
Honestly, I don't really trust a nigga that wants to fuck me
you
in
the
ass.
You
got to
dish your ass, make sure
that's
you, make sure you
weird.
Not shit on
there's
him.
There's a perfectly good pussy there. You want to fuck me in my ass.
It's a mind thing for them. It's a mind. It's an accomplishment. It's like you said. It's a mind thing. It's an accomplishment.
That's kind of gay that your mind is on fucking assholes.
Occasion.
What?
If your dick is so little that I only can look at you, I'm not fucking with you. You're not, I'm not wasting my list of the niggas
well,
that
see,
I fuck.
See, I had a little dick boyfriend
a nigga
before.
That has a little, no, you're not never going to be my boyfriend.
He,
ever.
I loved
no,
him.
Ever,
I loved
ever,
him.
Ever,
I did love
never
him.
Never your boyfriend.
Never. No,
he was my boyfriend and his dick
you.
Was like this.
My
I'm
first boyfriend was
you.
And I cheated on him a lot and I made him fuck me in my ass. I used to ride the dick. In my ass, like
damn,
dang.
She's like, I don't feel nothing. It was really like, it was really.
He probably
little.
Thought he was the man.
He did. May he rest in peace.
I hate him.
May he rest in peace.
You know who this one is.
I know. It's the guy that died and had a heart attack during sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like literally,
he
not like
across.
I
the
died,
room.
But like I really died.
He had a heart attack. It was tragic.
Jeez, rest in peace.
I don't know. I like being.
He died
choked.
The right way.
I like that like crazy animal sex sometimes, like being choked and like just like I don't know, tie me up.
Do you like bleeding though?
Yeah, I'm not really into that.
Like, because sometimes...
What's listen, bleeding? What's
when that? You get fucked in the ass, you bleed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That does happen. But I don't really take too many big... Like, I don't really do anal that often.
Did
like,
you
I,
ever shit when somebody fucked you in the ass? Because that happens, too.
That's what I said. It's too much. Because you got to dush your ass out to make sure you don't shit on them.
You never shitted?
You got to cleanse?
I feel...
Be honest, Layne. Did you ever shit?
I was mad. I was drunk. And, like, it just happened because it... I ate too much like that day.
Like, too much Thai food.
No,
you
no,
gotta plan anal sex. But because like, that's what
but he was a real champ
because
he just kind of like rolled over the. He rolled over the comforter.
No, get fucked in the ass.
No, you gotta plan it.
Don't judge.
Wait, so what did he do? He just rolled over.
He rolled over the comforter and just kept going.
Oh, he rolled over the comforter.
Yeah, because
he was like, I'm not gonna lay in this shit.
He's nasty. He's very.
Y'all should have. Wait. You guys were using condoms, though, right?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Oh, no.
So you could just switch the condom because you can't put that in the pussy.
No. Like, awkwardly enough, there was nothing on the condom. It was just like,
it just came out.
Like, one time, I told you how I fucked a sissy in the ass with the dildo.
Yeah,
and I just slipped out, but nothing was on the dildo.
Did you hear that? She fucked a sissy in the ass.
Mm. Let's just move this one. Yeah. Come on. I'm already like, I don't know if I'm boycotting the show.
How do you how do you become what you are? Like, how does that, do you wake up one day and just say, you know what? I think I'm gonna fuck people on the camera so the world can watch it and like how do you mentally prepare yourself for that? Like, how?
I knew something was wrong with me when I was like 7 humping couches. So like I would just need to like hump something.
But I wouldn't say like something was wrong. No,
but yeah, but then like
so each has her own, you know.
I had to get one off.
If I had a daughter, she was 7 years old, she was humping couches. Something wrong with her.
So I mean, I knew that when in high school I was kind of like promiscuous. So no one was surprised at my high school when they found out.
You was fucking mad niggas in high school. Say the truth.
I was a basketball
team
manager. Staircase and
all that. I was the basketball team.
She was the basketball team.
He was handling, managing all the balls.
And I didn't think...
They was dribbling.
Yeah, so it can't, like... I never heard of the term bop. So one time, this guy was like, she's a bopper. And I'm thinking, okay, that sounds cool. Like, I'm just, like, going with it. And then next, you know, they're like, oh, you suck mad dick. And I said, oh...
I'm a bopper.
You was a bopper.
Like, oh, wait, I am a bopper.
No, like that. Yeah,
wait a minute.
Okay. Does that make you more or less popular in school, though?
Yeah, well,
a combination.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's like guys want to hang out with you because
they want to fuck.
And all the girls hate you.
Yeah.
Because all the guys want to fuck you.
But then now, after high school, everybody is like cool and stuff. So
not necessarily want to fuck. They know they probably could.
Mm-hmm.
But... that's not the problem. I don't mind people that want to fuck a lot. I wish sometimes that I wasn't famous so that I could fuck all the niggas that I want to fuck and nobody would have.
Oh my God, you know what I'm saying?
Previous thinking.
I'm
married now. It's different. But I'm saying, like, when you're a public figure, you're like, see, you have to really manage your body count.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because even if it's 5, it's going to seem like a lot because they're famous and people know them.
And then you end up on Instagram or whatever.
That's true.
But I don't know. But when these days was out, there wasn't Instagram, so I would have been good. But still, just me knowing, it would have been... Like, you don't want to ever be in a party in this...
No, and the industry's a very
that table,
small...
That table,
there's 8 guys in this club that I fucked.
Like, yeah.
That's true.
But the...
It's always important.
When do you decide, you know what? I want to fuck mad niggas and I want everyone to see me fucking them. That's
so
the problem. The question that I want
to
know.
So one of my ex-boyfriends, he used to have Lacey Duvall. He used to have her pictures in his phone. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, who is this? Like, at the time, I didn't really, you know about the life and everything. So I'm like, who is this chick? So he was like fantasizing about her like while we were having sex. I'm like, that's messed up. Mm. So I was like, you know what? I kind of want guys to do the same thing
with
me.
You want to step the game.
Yeah, like I want
people
guys
to fantasize about me.
Yeah, so that's how it all happened. So when I got into the industry, I was going on 21. I'm 24 now.
Damn.
And, yeah.
How many niggas you fuck so far for 3 years?
No, let's start from like when 12, maybe.
Let's not say 12. Let's just say in your
professional
career.
As an adult, as a 21-year-old.
Okay, I just want to say my vagina is very intact. So when I say this number, don't judge me.
Okay.
What does
you know the number?
How do you know?
No, I mean, I'm just rounding off.
Okay, round it off.
So what you do, like
you're going to round up or round down?
Huh, what do I... Well, okay.
Yo, listen, mama, that's your job. I've done maybe 1,000 shows.
Yeah, listen,
I want to know what's your... What, how oh, you many know, you doing fucked in the last how many collabos 3 years?
You did. Over,
I'm asking you what niggas want to know.
Probably almost 300.
Okay.
Okay. It might be more than that. 300.
There's some bitches that ain't porn stars who have done more than that.
But there's bitches who are not porn stars who have done more than that?
1,000,000,000%.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Okay, this is the thing, though.
Okay.
There's no special exercise. Your pussy's going to be... The
Kegels.
The vagin... It's not even that. Your vaginal walls are designed to contract and expand. You are able to push out a child. There's people who have had 15-pound children.
Babies. Right.
Your shit is not just finished after that. It goes back.
Yeah. So, not all the time. It doesn't always go back.
Hey, my wife had a C-section.
See, this is my thing when it comes to having
because of that.
On purpose, nigga.
Because the pussy is different.
When people say, she had a lot of sex, she don't got no walls, or she loose, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can be in a long-term relationship and have a lot of sex with the same person.
Exactly.
You can fuck the same person every single day, and it's the equivalent of her fucking 300 niggas. So what's really the difference? Because guess what? Some of those dicks were smaller than others.
Right.
Some of the sex didn't last as long as others.
What happens is...
You know what I mean? Like,
hey, yo, but let me ask you a question.
Dick,
Have you ever been with a nigga who pulled out of, like, some shit to his ankle? Some disrespectful shit? We know you have. One of these other ladies.
The way she said it, she was like,
she had a flashback real quick.
No, we're not asking you. I'm asking the other ladies.
I've had a nigga pull a penis out on me that I felt like was too much.
Like,
How big was it? You did it, though.
It almost was rape.
I'm a trooper. I did.
How big was it?
You know, like...
What's almost
like
too
a baby
much?
Arm?
Like when you go to Jamaica and they like sell them little wood statues with the dick out.
Right. You know, they got the like, small, this is my medium, thing. Large,
so
extra
I had
large.
A root canal when I was a teenager. And from that time on, I have this, like, pop in my jaw. So if I have to go to suck a dick and my jaw has to pop, then that's when I know that it's like really big. And if I don't have to pop my jaw, then I know that the dick is, you know.
That's a good way to.
But I'm used to popping my jaw.
Jaw pop. Okay?
I'm used to popping my jaw. So
Angelique, you ever seen one of those?
I mean, listen, I'm not into like some huge, as we call it, museum dicks. That's mm-hmm. great to look at.
No, I'm not saying huge. I'm saying has a nigga ever pulled it out on you?
I could do it. I've never had nothing I couldn't handle.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You just have to make sure that as a man, you make it extra lubricated.
No, I'm just saying because if you
Superman.
Don't know what I'm holding. We don't know what this nigga holding. You mm-hmm. just don't. It's the guess.
I
like this guy. We going to have sex, nigga. Pulling out the theory
you
on
like,
you.
I feel like when a guy pulls out before we go any further.
Before this goes in, let's see what's happening here. Because what we not going to do, like, any nigga...
That's when you do the field test. Just like niggas do the smell test, bitches do the field test.
I definitely had a guy whose dick was so small. I couldn't do it.
I'm feeling test.
His dick was so... It was like something was wrong with him. It was some type of deformity.
It was wrong.
Yeah, it was really small. And I was like... I don't think we should do this. I tried to act respectful. I was like, listen, I don't think we can do this. I was like, I just feel
weird.
We're
moving way too fast.
I feel like
when a
guy pulls out a big dick, like, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a good ride.
It's not like, oh no. It's like, oh yeah.
I can't talk on certain subjects. Just watch my hands. It's that way, I'll be like.
It's like, okay, I didn't waste my time.
I'm going to tell you something else. Guys with big dicks know they have big dicks and they pull it out early.
Right.
They won't even talk. They're like, Duke, I have coffee, please.
Yeah.
Duke, what's going on here?
For no reason.
Right.
Yeah, I like.
They come to the door with their dick, like, oh, 1 second, I'm almost ready. And you're like, damn.
Listen, ladies, I'm going to regret.
Gray sweats. I'm like, hey.
I'm going to regret this interview bad.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're
never.
Not.
No.
Bad.
Why?
No.
You ain't.
Nah, this is a tough one.
He wanted to say something so bad.
What?
Don't feel bad.
That's tough.
That sounded bad the way I said don't feel bad.
You know what? As you said, like with guys, they know. I think girls that got good pussy know too. And they're if they want to reel a nigga in, but they'll do it quick, fast, and hurt. Like, oh, all right. I see. I know what's happening.
What they'll say, I got good pussy.
No, they'll just give it to the nigga early.
But what is bad pussy really?
What is bad pussy? I've been with guys a long time. I've questioned. Like, there's definitely a such thing. Like, it's these guys who they would like. If they, my friend, they talk to me like how we are talking right now, mm-hmm. and. Bitches just, I'm like, how could you be whack though? Like, that was my.
Yeah, like, what is bad pussy?
He was like, yo, her shit's just dry. Shit don't get wet. Oh, she just lay there. One guy told me, like, the sound she make was whack. It was just annoying me. I was like, all right. So, once I started getting it, I was like, okay, it makes sense.
Because you got to squeeze it, which, you know.
Oh, I always thought, you got to squeeze it.
You got to imagine the boys have to squeeze
it. Oh, yeah. You always thought.
Nah, I always thought, right, somebody's going to steal my idea, man. Uh-oh. I'm into getting money.
What's your idea?
I'm into getting money. I wonder if we could patent it off the fly. But I always thought, like, could you take niggas when they come all the time and just hear the noise, the sound he make? Cause like I be making some crazy
and
shit.
And tape it.
That turns
like
it,
you know, like a nigga, you know, like niggas. Like imagine they make a soundtrack of that shit.
Like my ringtone
in real life.
I had an ex that used to call my name. He used to yell my name when he came.
That's mad.
I think that turns me on though when someone's coming and stuff and like the noise that they make.
Yeah, he used to yell my name. That shit was crazy.
I think some. Are you ever self-conscious about like the noises that you make during sex and things that you say? Like, what the fuck was I saying?
I'm only self-conscious you know it's weird about sometimes? Making noise when there's other people in the house.
Oh,
I go with the flow of the guy because some guys want to feel like they're hurting you, so they want you to make like, you know, like crying. Right.
And then they like to be like, "Are you okay?"
And then other guys just want you to make the sounds sensual. Of that you're feeling. You know, so they want you to be like, "Oh." You know, like when the thrust is there, you know what I mean? And some guys just want you to curse them out, fuck me, motherfucker, all of that. So you gotta go, like, if you go for it, like, if you hit a loud cry, like, and he's like, shh. So you know you gotta tone it down a little bit.
You know,
like,
you know what? Sometimes I think sex sometimes is really funny. Like, when you say things, like, if a guy says to you, you know, this is my pussy. This is my pussy. In my head, I'm like, does he have a pussy? It must be sounded weird to
you're
me.
Funny.
Like,
yeah, you're
every
funny.
Every single guy say, is this my pussy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I
every
think...
Every single guy.
And I think during
not
sex...
Not every guy.
They'd be like, this is the best dick you ever had.
So it's not really like their pussy.
Nine out of ten.
Because you're going to be like, yeah, it's your pussy.
No, you don't say yeah. You just moan.
And in my head, I'd be like, it's mine. I'm like,
I say yeah. I'd be like, yes, that's your pussy. Yes.
Yeah.
You say yeah.
So everybody, every guy asks... Is that they pussy? And they always ask you, is this the best?
If you giving it to them, at that time, it is their pussy. So it's okay to say, yes, that's you right there. But once you come and it's over, it's yours. Right, it's back to yours.
Yeah, it's mine now.
It's mine now.
I let you borrow it.
I took the power away.
I try not to come before the guy does because I'll be done.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because I'll be ready to go sleep. Like, I'd be like, okay, it's over.
But the thing about a girl is we can come and still keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes, that's probably the worst shit you could do to a nigga.
It's coming.
Like
and
you fuck
sleep.
A nigga, and then you just like, nah, I'm good. I'm not. I just nigga be like, what?
Thank you.
Hold on.
It depends on the circumstance. I'll keep going.
Nah, I want mine first.
Oh my God, this week I had some sex and I came so hard and so fast.
Did you squirt?
And I had, yes, I did. And I had to like deal with the like 20 minutes after that of, you know, after the orgasm, like, oh my God, I'm dead.
Right. See, was he still having sex? Was he done?
No, he wasn't.
So he kept having sex with
he's
you.
He's a beast.
Not mad at that.
Okay.
She looked like she...
She's like...
She had pleasure.
She was so...
He's a beast.
No, it's been a while. It's
no,
been a while
he came. He came
what,
and
since you had
stood
a beast?
Hard
a
and beast, yeah. Kept going. I was like...
The best is if a guy can come at the same time as you.
Mm. Exactly. You know what's the worst? Is when a dude is like licking your pussy and he just kind of like... Like, what is that? Like, right. I'm just sitting there, and that's why I start laughing. I feel
peek-a-boo.
So bad. Yeah, I feel
I'll
so bad.
I'll stop a nigga. Cause I've done like, that before, more than once.
You gotta
it's,
go
it's cool,
in there.
Baby. You don't even got. Come on.
Let's yeah, just, when a guy doesn't know how to eat my pussy, I'm like, oh no, just fuck me, just fuck me.
Yeah,
or I'll just be like, let me help you.
I don't
you
even
want
to teach.
Never mind.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't even like that.
When you're eating the pussy, you're supposed to make love. Like, you're supposed to be in there. Like, you're supposed to. I want to. Sorry, I'm getting horny.
Oh God.
Oh.
Sorry.
Let me tell you. I just want to apologize because I've learned to control the things that I say, but I cannot control my face. Facial expressions. I'm working on it. I swear to God.
I can't control my face either.
I just be like.
All right, now let's take a break and talk about a really exciting new sponsor on the show, Bevel. Now, I told you probably heard them on Combat Jack Show or Brilliant Idiots, but now it's time to introduce you to the very first shaving system that's designed for people with coarse and curly hair, namely African Americans. Now, L'Oreal, you love guys with facial hair, with their beards.
So sexy, those long beards.
I know. I like a guy with a little beard, but I like it to be nicely groomed. You know, and I like it to be not messy. I like to make sure that it's like cut down. I like a neat beard.
Right. Not scruffy.
Well, Bevel is cool because not only is it great for making sure that you don't get ingrown hairs, and it's made specifically for the kind of guys that we like. You know, those guys with the coarse hair.
Yeah.
Hello.
A little bit nappy.
But it's also really classy because the shaving kit looks really good. It's impressive. So ladies, if you're looking for a gift for your man, make sure you check out Bevel. It's well made. It looks great. And most importantly, it keeps him looking fresh and gets rid of all those bumps and irritations that he might be experiencing.
Because that's not cute.
Another thing that makes me feel really great about it is that I'm supporting Black owned, all right? It's a Black owned and operated business, and it's filling a serious void in the marketplace. Look, there's nothing worse than having to go in the drugstore and look around in that ethnic aisle. Everything's always dusty on the bottom shelf. Looks like it's been around since 1920.
Mm-hmm.
Bevel is changing the experience with products that we can be proud of. Now, they're giving you a product with a timeless design and real quality. They sent us several razors, and it's true. They have a very luxurious feel to them. So step up your shave game today at GetBevel.com. Bevel is extending a special offer this month for lip service listeners because I know y'all care about ingrown hairs and making sure y'all don't have some unsightly bumps. Use the code LIPFREE at checkout to get your first month's membership free. That's GetBevel.com and tell them that we sent you with the code LIPFREE. Now, let me ask you this. Is it ever a good idea to take a break? When you tell somebody in a relationship, I just want to take a little break, does that mean it's over or is it ever like,
No, it means I need a break. Mm-hmm. It means I'm thinking about deading you forever.
If I tell you I need a break, it's because I want to go fuck somebody else. So don't trust me again after that.
Ooh. Mm.
But it's if a break, I want a break, so I want to, that means I want to go fuck. I don't need a break. When you're in a relationship, it's like, hey, I just need a little space for a couple hours.
Because we'll me get and back, my friends want to hoe out.
But if I need a break, summer. Listen, let's take
most
the summer.
Bitches don't even say they want a break. They just go
they're going fuck.
Fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah. Most guys do
so
that too.
If she's telling you she wants a break, there's like an extra like 50% on the 100% that she was already going to go fuck. So it's like 150%.
Yeah. We took a break and I didn't go run and fuck somebody. Well, we fake broke up. Mm-hmm. But I didn't go and fuck somebody until I found out that he was fucking bitches.
And then you're like, okay, well, yeah, door's wide open.
Here we go. Let's have it.
But do you think sometimes a break you think it made you closer?
Definitely. I told y'all, well,
yeah,
this is
I think
a different
you guys-
episode, but I've told y'all before that we had sex the day that I moved out, and then we continued to have sex throughout our whole breakup. So it was the fakest breakup in breakup history. Mm-hmm. And then
I think it was a really fake breakup, too.
Yeah, I moved back in, and now we're back together. So, mm-hmm. But the break helped. It helped us.
All right, let me ask you a question. Does ugly guys, are they better in bed?
Nah.
I used to have a theory that.
I think sometimes it seems like.
Because an ugly nigga might really want to go all out. Like,
it's like Revenge of the Nerds or something.
Like an ugly nigga wants to eat your pussy, but you don't want that ugly ass face in between your legs.
Right.
So I just start imagining stuff.
Does everybody imagine other things when they're having sex?
Sometimes I do. It depends.
No.
It depends on the situation.
Hey, yo, D, you're going to have to call the house.
Before. If I have to imagine somebody else.
Hold on, let me call a radio nigga.
I imagine
yo, D, you're going to have to call my house and tell him what you set up here.
Right. You've imagined other things during sex?
I have in the past just so that I can get my nut.
You've done what?
One of those nights where like other people during sex.
It wasn't working for me, so I visualized myself doing something else and then
like
my nut
what?
Came.
Fucking another nigga.
Like what are you imagining? Damn.
Fucking a bitch, actually.
God, geez.
Okay.
Y'all know I'm fake gay.
Yeah.
I'm fully
bi.
Fuck
a bitch, that's real gay.
No, you know, I don't.
She prefers men. She don't want a relationship with a
Never.
Woman.
But, it's like 3D masturbation.
But
like,
see, guys, it's a double standard because Joe can't be like...
I'm sorry. What happened? Joe can't be like what?
You can't be like, you know, I prefer women, but...
Yeah, this is about the second time you keep talking to me about some gay shit, man. More power to them people. Stop.
I've had thoughts. I wander off in sex when I don't want to come. Like, I'll start thinking like, oh, shit, I got to get my nails done tomorrow. Or, oh, let me put the Sesame Street on. You know, Sesame anything Street. That will stop me from coming.
So Big Bird doesn't make you come?
Like, oh, Jesus. Maybe I should pray.
You
want to
stop yourself from coming? Why?
She want to hold it out.
Like, oh, because
you're a
nasty
squirting ass bitch. Okay, that's
yeah. And you know, and after, like, it's wet like that, like, it's, like, really, it's a crazy noise, and mm-hmm. it's messy.
Yeah, I can understand. And that's I forgot on your what you face. Go through. I don't yeah, go through that is true. So.
Oh. So, but no, I've thought about other things. I've never had like a sexual thought while I was in bed with somebody about something else.
You lost me
squirting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just gotta,
yeah,
like
when
squirts.
They're on top of you, or even and it like gets on your stomach, and you know, sex is crazy. You touching everything, it's everywhere. It's nice though. It's nice.
You think messy sex is the best sex? Yeah. You think?
Usually, like I want to say
what, Joe?
You faking this interview?
Why?
Because you like. You like look at my dad. Like you say one or two little things and dodge mm-hmm. out and shit.
All right.
What messy sex the best.
I'm asking because she's talking about sex being
perhaps
messy,
a
so
big dick. Angelie is the best fucking PG-13 in this shit. Boy.
I'm moderating. Let me moderate.
She's a puppeteer.
She's
Geppetto. She's Geppetto out the crew.
Everybody says you don't give up enough on the show, but I think you do just fine.
You just gotta pay attention.
Yeah, exactly.
I told y'all some good stories. I told about the guy that came on himself by accident.
Yes,
his chin.
On his chin. Exactly.
Nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Look for that.
Nasty.
He shot up on his face.
Nasty. Nasty.
One time, this guy, he actually, he came, like, all on his own mouth. So, right. Like, I was, yeah, giving him a
come hint. Come on, my nigga. Like, stop. Cut it out.
What?
Let me see.
You don't want to see it.
What the fuck?
You're
phone. Disgusting.
Just pass the phone.
He said, "You're disgusting."
Oh, I seen that before.
He sucked his own dick.
Yeah, I seen that.
That's
before.
A nasty.
The nigga
nigga
said, "My turn."
Oh my
that's
god.
That's a nasty. Nigga.
Let me get.
What would you do if you were having sex with a guy? You were sucking his dick, and he
don't
said, "My turn," and sucked his own dick.
It would be over.
Wait, what?
I would get up and put my clothes on and leave and never talk to him again.
He you suck would? His own dick.
Yeah.
He
oh, but it's not gay if you suck your own dick.
If you suck your own dick, then you're going to suck another dick.
I'm good.
I've never, you know.
That, why is that in your phone, Remy?
I've
because
seen everything.
Every now and then, I'll be like,
nasty.
Don't lie.
No, let me say.
You tried this before. I'm just waiting to run into somebody that
has this. First of all, that's called autofellatio.
I'm feeling.
What?
I'm feeling.
I'm not
awkward.
I'm feeling awkward at this moment.
This is going to be more awkward. I'm not going to lie. If I was with a guy and I was sucking his dick and he went and sucked his own dick, I would be turned on.
No.
Now.
Nasty.
I wouldn't wife him. I wouldn't want to be with
dick.
Him
yo,
because
get
he's
the
gay.
Fuck out of here. Like, yo, we got to cut this out. Like, let's go somewhere else. Y'all bugging out, man.
But what if, okay, so what if your guy
y'all
comes,
bugging out.
What if your guy comes in your mouth? Is he supposed to kiss you after that?
No, that's
you got to brush your
that's
teeth
gay.
After.
That's gay.
But if he sucks his own dick, he's, come on.
He's gay. No, that's what I said. Like, I wouldn't stay with him. I would be like, oh, that's interesting.
But I'm saying, do you
and
make
a call your friend to tell everybody you know?
Yo, guys.
So if it, so he's coming in his
I
own
can't
mouth.
Do this.
You can't do it.
No, I can't.
No,
I can't do it.
So he's
we
coming in his
move
mouth.
On.
Okay,
I can't do it.
All right.
Nah, y'all going to that? Just I don't want to know. I don't want to know. No niggas sucking their own dicks. No,
it's
kind
of bad.
I don't want to know none of that shit.
But it's really called autofellatio.
Yo, I'm walking out, D. I'm not hearing about niggas sucking dicks and all that, man.
Now, okay, now let me ask you something else. Okay, so one of my friends recently he cheated on his girlfriend.
Hey, yo, Angelique, one more funny fucking question.
It's not.
Yo,
okay, no, this is a real story. This just
you already
happened.
Hit me with two gay.
What
if
you
for
with?
You, some other shit earlier?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, one more.
Okay, so listen, he cheated on his girlfriend, right? His girl actually went and sat down with the chick that he cheated with and had like a 3-hour sit down with her. And I thought that was kind of whack that
yeah,
she called the other chick and like met up with her, you know, da da da.
Did they compare notes? Like, I don't know.
Wait.
What's the point of having a 3-hour conversation with the next bitch that you're
let me tell you something. I'm from New York City. And if I call a girl and I'm like, yeah, let's meet up, let's surprise him. Just know, homegirl, I'm going to beat you up when I pull up. we're going to fuck you up. I'm probably going to pull up with a couple of my friends and you're going to get your ass beat. I'm going to pretend like I want to be friends with you, but I don't. I'm going to fuck you up.
I didn't say nothing.
You like, it's, I'm from the, like, I'm from New York, you know, I'm from Chelsea Projects and I'm from the Bronx. And that's what we do. We call you and we act like we want to be your friend. And then we beat you up. It's three steps.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think it'd be sometimes? The girl be so fucked up that the nigga cheated on her that she really be wanting to know, like,
the details. All the details.
She know he's never, ever going to tell her.
I don't even want to know.
So I'll be more than happy to tell you what happened. Actually, let me get your number. The next time it happens, I'll call you on three-way and you can listen to the whole thing.
You can hear for yourself.
It's some people that are really sick like that. They're so sick and twisted. They want to know detail for detail what happened and what did they do wrong? Like, what did I do wrong? What did she do? Like,
my advice, don't meet up with the girl. Just don't. Be careful.
I always felt you already know if you want to try to work it out. So do you need to know all the details?
So after this 3-hour conversation, did she stay with him?
I don't know. This just happened, so I don't know what's going to end up happening. But I felt like it was a little bit of a betrayal.
Yeah, Angela, because of this show right here, every time one of your friends say some fucked up shit, you be like, yo, next question for the fucking...
Because I do feel like it's a bit of a betrayal to your man. Like, the chick called you up, not because she was trying to be nice. She's not your friend.
Right.
She's trying to break you up. She's saying some fucked up shit. She's not trying to be like, yo, I'm trying to help you out. She's really trying to be like, he's not shit. I'm going to destroy his life and destroy your relationship. So what do you... You already know he cheated. Why do you need to go and sit down and know all the details? That's how I feel.
Exactly. You don't.
Either you want to stay with him or you don't.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I have a story for this.
Uh-oh.
And this was when I was a teenager. This is my homegirl. I won't say her name. She found out her man was cheating on her while she went to work at the $2 bar. I don't know if y'all know what the $2 bar is. It's a bar where you go and dance like Tejano music, Mexican dances.
What?
For $2. This is like a throwback. I never did it.
You pay $2 to dance?
I don't even speak Spanish. Yeah, they pay you $2 a song and you dance around with them like...
$2 a song?
Yeah. It's a $2 bar.
$2?
Listen, but everybody gotta have a hustle. But anyway, so whatever.
Like 50 dances
she came
to make
home
some
early one night and she noticed.
Some niggas got it fucked up, man.
Nah, I'm telling you. And then you sit with them and they pay you $2 per drink that they buy.
I never heard of this.
That's like, yeah,
shit. So check it. She came home early and she noticed that her stuff was put away, like all her shoes and all her shit was put away.
Hidden.
So she was like, So she started to investigate. She found the girl. She found out that there was a girl going to her house every night when she was going to work. Long story short, she got in touch with the girl and she had a whole conversation with her on the phone. And then she was like, let's meet up and let's surprise him. Mm-mm. She was like, yeah, meet me in front of the building, XYZ time. My homegirl didn't call none of her sisters. She didn't call me or any of her friends. She waited for the girl in front of the building. And when the girl pulled up, she said that she was going to talk to her. But when she saw the girl was pretty, she grabbed her and cut her up. She cut her whole face up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a real life story.
Damn.
That's why I say, ladies,
like
be don't careful. Do mm-hmm. Don't meet up with somebody's girl. Don't try to ruin nobody's home. If you find out that you fucking with somebody and they have a girlfriend,
just leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
What I think is, I think that I think that a guy. I feel like a guy. I think like.
He doesn't want to break the man code.
What I'm saying, if a guy cheats and fucks your girl, if you don't know the guy, you might. If you catch him, you might just smack him up. But if it's a nigga you saying what's up to and you saying what's up, then he's getting it bad.
You're gonna get a beating.
Right. Yeah, he's getting it bad.
He should know better. Right.
So that's the same concept I think with women too. Like it should be like, you know, that should be like, you know, if a nigga cheated with you, hey, it's gonna happen. But, you know, if you know the girl, then it gotta go down.
It's her fault too.
I think in my case personally, I feel like how you feel. Like, if I don't know her, it's really not the girl's fault. She don't owe me nothing. She's not my friend. But what usually happens, she usually gets fucked up because I really want to fuck him up. Mm-hmm. But I can't be him. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be her ass because obviously you must like this bitch a little bit. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of she's getting the ass beat by default. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
For me, I feel like if I have a boyfriend and it's public knowledge, I'm popular enough to where everybody knows that's my man.
You can Google
man.
And see.
So if I find out that a girl is fucking with my man behind my back, I'm going to be her ass.
But you don't never push your man so don't nobody
because
know.
It could be makes his sense. Fault and it could be her fault. But
makes sense.
I could, but you know that was my man, so no matter what he's telling you, you should have checked with me first. Nah, now I'm going to beat your ass.
Nah, dudes be lying.
Nah,
bad.
They be lying.
I don't fuck with that bitch. Like, I used to fuck with her a little bit off and on. That's not my game.
They do,
like
guys.
That.
Do tell you,
like,
and you
see
true.
Me anywhere with her. You see me, like, she be posting shit on, like, these niggas will lie.
It looks bad. It's not all that it seems. That right. guy's number one lie.
If I was with her, would I be here with you right now?
Right. It's not what it seems.
So like, dudes, like, I never, unless you actually know the chick, I really do be feeling like.
Like, I'm trying to change my ways and I'm trying not to be, you know, I'll never be, you know, not where I'm from. I'm always going to be the person that I am. I'm very proud of where I came from, but, you know, I'm trying to change my ways, but I would still beat a bitch's ass fucking with my man. I would beat a bitch's ass for a lot of things and I'm trying not to.
I just stay single. So I don't have to deal with
it. I just stay single. No, but I have to admit, I've been single for 6 months, and I gotta say, my life is really good.
It's
like,
fun.
I'm happy. I go on nice dates.
I was fake single,
good.
And it was whack.
But
my
I mean,
bills are paid. Everything
I went back.
Exactly. But I'm not opposed to finding love, but just right now, I'm just like, I'm over it.
Do you meet guys and be like, hey, like, you know, I just
does
don't
a guy
know.
Marry, or does a guy go
that's
out
what I was
with
about
a girl
to say. Is
that's
it hard
in
to be in a relationship
business?
When you're in the industry? That was my question.
Yeah, that's funny. So I was in this relationship with this dude, and he felt like, because I do what I do.
You want to know what? Let me reframe the question. Right?
Rephrase
the question. Because this is a question I think everybody wants to know, right?
Okay.
So now, does a guy have a relationship with a porn star girl, and after she fucks 8-9 niggas, Bang Bros 2000, he goes, "Hey babe, how was work? Is this such thing?"
Well, my ex, he used to give me 2 days. So if I shoot or whatever I do, he'd be like, "All right, you got 2 days. So we're not gonna fuck for 2 days after you shot
the first 48."
Yeah. So then after that, he won't let me suck his dick. He won't. Now, mind you, we get tested every 2 weeks in the industry. So I mean, I've never had like any scares. There's no wood. Oh,
thank God.
I've never had any scares, but yeah, no. I mean, yeah, it is kind of difficult to have a relationship.
Well,
and
my
doing
reason
what
for asking was because I used to be a stripper. And when I was a stripper, it was hard for me to be in relationships because they were so jealous. Why are you laughing?
I mean, and that's why I just kind of like to, I don't know, like right now. My last relationship, I did him scandalous though. So he cheated on me. I was looking at his phone when he was asleep and I would just see all these messages and stuff. And then all of a sudden, like, I just got tired of it. I said, I'm fed up. So he caught me in our house with another dude.
You don't never fuck somebody in a house that you share with somebody.
No, but I just didn't care at this point, Angela. I did not care. So
I kill a nigga.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I kill a nigga.
Straight up. The dude
up.
I was fucking, he was
and
in
you
the shower.
Have the right because it's in your
I was
home.
Kill a nigga on Snapchat.
But it's
real.
Cool.
That's my word.
No.
A nigga, I will kill a nigga.
But y'all still
Snapchat.
Live together. He still lived there with you. Y'all slept
no.
in the
like
same
this.
Bed.
Hold up for the snap.
He found a nigga in the shower that he take a shower in every day.
But again, it's not his fault, right? Because you don't know what she said to him.
Nah, bro.
Did he know that your boyfriend lived
nah,
there?
Nah, bro. Take her off property.
He did know that I was in a relationship at the time.
He did he know care. That the boyfriend lived with you in that apartment?
He was in the adult industry too.
Oh,
so he really
you
couldn't
say y'all was rehearsing.
Yeah,
dress
that
rehearsal.
Been a good one. That would have been
no,
a good one.
No, but this is what was fucked up.
He was going
up.
Over our scenes.
So I was like so horny, and he was like, he was far away. He's like, "You gonna pay for my gas?" So
okay.
Wait, you had to pay for this guy's gas?
No. He wanted me to pay for his gas, but I was like, "No, I'm not paying for your gas."
Why does he not have gas money?
Where are you from?
The Bay Area.
Well, she's from California.
I love the Bay.
You had to pay for, he wanted gas money.
Saying. So he wanted me to pay for his gas. So I said, I'm not paying for your gas because I can have somebody that's closer come. You know, it won't be the same. Like, his dick won't be as good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm still going to deal with it. So anyways, I don't know why I included that, but so.
Just to show what a bum he is.
Yeah, no. So then my ex comes to the door and I lived in an apartment.
Hey, why he couldn't just be a handsome broke guy?
No.
And look how stunning he is.
Look at how stunning he is. He's glowing.
So I lived in an apartment. There was no way out. So he walks in the door. And I'm like, it's over. Like, so I've never been in this position in my life. So like.
Oh, there you go.
Did you guys see, that's where the headphones came in handy.
Yeah, so. You guys didn't see that.
Stop.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so he comes in the door and there was no way out. So, like, he's in the shower and I'm like, it's over. So my ex, he's walking and he looks so hurt. And I was just like, oh, I feel so bad. So he walks to the shower and he's like, he pulls the curtain back. And then he's like, yo, you need to get out here. You're going to get killed. I was like, oh, my God, this is like, I was scared. I was frightened. I was like, what's going to happen next? So
they had sex with each other.
No. So he runs out the door and like he gets all his clothes.
Angela, there it goes.
No,
so he 2.5. I'll give you. Being that we tap dance, 2.5. You have another half of a question.
So he
had a gay fucking shit. You ever fucked a gay guy, Angela?
I hope not. I don't know. I don't think so.
So he gets all his. So my ex gets all his clothes. I'm like, where are you going? And he's like.
You're fucking.
What did he say?
He's like, I'm out of here. I was like, why? Don't leave.
And he said, why?
So you doubled up, huh?
You fucked him?
Yeah.
Who, my ex or the dude?
Your ex after that?
No, so he left.
Okay.
So then I was like.
But you would have had he stayed.
Probably.
I got beat up one time and it wasn't even sex. It was, we was like in junior high and I was in the girl's crib in junior high. I never forget how Pops came home.
Uh-oh.
This nigga whipped me with this fucking, like, the plastic brooms.
Oh, my God.
That shit hurt, my nigga. That nigga was...
Wait, was he Latino?
What?
Was he Puerto Rican? He
but the broom, I never forget this.
That's my grandmother used to do with
the yellow broom. This nigga was whack, nigga, whack. I was like, oh, my God. I'm like 12 years old. What? Nigga, get the fuck out my house. I'm like... Yeah, that nigga chased me out the house.
Nah, but you were messing with a good one. At least her father was there.
At least
was around. Daddy was around. At least daddy was around too. Whoop your ass. She might be a baby mom right now. If he wasn't, hold on.
Did you have to go home and tell your parents and they went over there? And
no, man. I just,
keep that to yourself.
Left it alone.
Crazy. I was like, 12 years old. I was a man already. Like, anyway.
But you wouldn't be justified in hitting her dad back.
I couldn't beat this nigga up. Right. I was 12 years old.
You were like, ah! I was like, wait.
I'm sorry.
The nigga was fucking this. He was beating the shit out of me, my nigga. Like, I'm running down the block. Like, yo, my God.
Imagine what he did to her after that.
We caught this dude with my man's sister. That shit was so sad, man. Because we came in the house and we were skipping school. So we came in the house and it was like four of us and shit. We chilling and his sister had her pants down and she was like trying to. We beat the brakes off this nigga, but I mean like for like 10 blocks, kept beating this
legendary
nigga senseless down 10 blocks. Like, I mean, hey, I guess the point is whether you're a little kid or you older, don't be in somebody else's crib.
Nope.
Doing something because you're gonna get it bad.
Right. Yep. Wow. I don't really go to people's houses ever.
Me either. Like,
it's hard unless it's your man. I don't feel comfortable.
Me either.
I don't bring them to my house. Like, that's serious. Before, like, me and Pat was married, like, seriously, he lived in Long Island. He had a house in Long Island, and I lived in Jersey. Like, we literally faithfully lived in hotels for like almost like the first year of our relationship.
Aww.
I was like, this nigga's from Brooklyn. I'm not bringing him to my house. That's really, like, you know, like the Bronx and Brooklyn like have like this.
Yeah, you know.
Like,
yeah, nah. Like, and the no Brooklyn people, way. They talk different from the Bronx no people. Like, it's different.
Like, it was.
He didn't feel weird about that though. Like, why can't
like,
I come?
He used to feel like, oh, your man live with you. No. You're not coming to
nah,
my
house. Nah, but the girls from the Bronx love Brooklyn guys.
When I finally took him to my house, right? It took us like 45, 50 minutes to get there. Like, I went the crazy, I went the lower bridge. Lower bridge. Came around 73, took some local streets every time for like the first 2 months he went to my house. When he finally, like, we was finally like together, he would just come to my house regular and it takes like 5 minutes.
Right. He's really, like, why did it take so long?
Right there, Edgewood, as soon as you come over the bridge. He's like, yo, why? You really, really thought I was gonna do something. Like, yo, you took, nigga, you're never gonna find your way back. Hey, we go at night, I drop old crazy different ways, take him back the crazy different way the next day. Like, just follow me, don't worry. That's
what about going to his house, though?
But at the
time. He came there first, or you went there first?
But at the time, he had a chick, so.
Oh, shit. You were the side piece? And then, okay, so the side piece can't go to the main chick.
You see how she keeps that ring, though, right?
She ain't never confront you back then?
It used to be
ain't nobody
crazy.
Trying to confront Remy, man.
It used to be crazy, but I was a little bit more like, like I'm mad disrespectful, like foul. Like I look back now and I was like, yo, how did nobody never come jump me, catch me at one of my shows, Rotten Tomatoes, nothing? Like, I used to be bad.
I feel like, you know, I've been dating a young guy. Mm-hmm. And I go to his house, and he has, like, his parents there.
He live with his parents?
Oh, he don't live with his parents. He's rich. He don't live with his parents.
He's an athlete?
But they'll be there. Like, his father will be there. His cousins will be there. We'll just, like, hang out and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird.
He said it's weird.
I'd rather him come to my house.
What's up? Now let's take a moment to talk about Squarespace. Even if you know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and that works well is a very time-consuming affair. We both have our websites, right, L'Oreal?
Yes, and it's not easy to upkeep it.
Well, it's getting much easier now. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, or a restaurant, or whatever else you have in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. I know you need one for all those guys that fly you to Dubai.
Never. I don't get shitted on.
In fact, I'm going to talk to Squarespace about putting something together for lip service. Now, it's a site where we could post some extra footage. We have a lot of that. And some of the other projects that we're working on, like my new juice bar that's coming soon. Things like that.
Can't wait.
I know. Juice is for life. Well, lucky for us and for you too, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat or the bank. Ooh. Squarespace provides simple and beautiful websites. They look professionally designed regardless of skill level. Now, you know L'Oreal ain't got no skill. So if she's
got a lot of skills, okay?
Oh, no, we're not talking about lip service. We're talking about Squarespace and building your website.
Well, okay, I might be a little shabby on the website thing.
Well, you know, you can trust Squarespace for your website needs. Millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust them, too. It's not like some fly-by-night operation. You're not going to send them your money and never get anything back in return. Squarespace is actually the real deal. You can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. They give you 24/7 online support, so if you have any issues, you can always hit them up. That's and cool. A beautiful website. Yes. You know, we're always up 24/7.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
All the time.
So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. And when you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code Angela and you'll get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for Angela Yee's lip service. We thank you, Squarespace, for your support. Lip service.
This might be, this is definitely exclusive, but I remember when I first met my wife and she had broke up with her ex-boyfriend and I was introduced to her from a nigga that grew up with her and he was like, yo, she got this nigga be beating her, you know, he did, like, you know, he's one of them niggas, he's the tough nigga from
was
the
neighborhood. Was he Puerto Rican?
No, he actually wasn't, I think he was Italian or something, so I go... And so when I meet her, you know, I fall for her, whatever, we fall for each other. So she was paranoid of this nigga, right? Mm-hmm. So she moved to Miami not to be here because she was paranoid. So I said, wait till we see this nigga. And she was like, what? You crazy? This nigga crazy?
What do you mean?
When my luckiest day. She comes to New York. We go to a bar down here, Wall Street, the most random bar. She's like, the nigga standing at the bar. And she was like, out of nowhere, I was like, that nigga ain't gonna say nothing to you no more. That nigga looked back, he was like, oh my God, she's with this nigga? Oh my God, man, he ain't say shit ever again, nigga. Like, it was just, that was just that. It's like, don't worry about that, he ain't never gonna say nothing to you again.
It was done, you wrapped him up.
That's a good feeling.
She wasn't, I didn't have to say nothing.
She nigga, wasn't paranoid no more after that.
Hell no.
That's crazy, you was disrespectful to his chick, and you knew he had a girl, and you was like...
don't give
me.
Yeah.
No, actually, I really didn't know when we first got together. I didn't know.
He didn't tell you.
It was like the way I had it in my mind. Like we used to be together so much all day, every day.
There's no way he could have.
Like, how do you have a girlfriend? Right. There's no way you would have been my man.
Right. And you're like, she must. Where be stupid. Are
you? When did she see you? Never. Right. So when I actually found out about her, like she tried to come at me crazy. I was like, what? Oh, hold up.
That's kind of hard, right?
You must, like, she was, like, it was crazy because right? She was like, you know, she would say things like, you know.
What do you do when you, I've always said this.
First of all, I was on stupid, dumb fire. Like,
this hold up, right? You always on fire. I'm getting to another question. I'm saying, what do you do when you meet the nigga or the girl and they just way out of your league? Like, what do you do when you, like, you, if your ex-man was cheating on you and then behind door number one, Khloe Kardashian. And you like,
that's real. I don't know if that was the best example.
These bitches is lit. Like, you like, oh, it's a nigga come in like, hey, Joe, I didn't know she was your ex. You like, right. This nigga? Like, yo.
Like, my man's cheating with Remy Ma. What the fuck can I do?
Yeah.
No, and it's funny because, you know, girls be like, at least if you're going to cheat on me with somebody who's better than me.
And then they do. And then when they do, you
really be mad. I mean, I have not caught a guy cheating on me with somebody that was better than me, but I don't know how I would feel. I don't think I would feel like, well, okay, since she's better than me, it's okay. Right.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't feel like that.
Trust me.
You're a groupie.
Trust me, there's always somebody better than you and better than me. Trust me.
Right. Somebody younger, better.
All I know is I didn't go to...
You be like, man, fuck Rihanna, man. She ain't shit, man.
Right? Like, motherfucker, you cheated on me with Rihanna?
Fucking so right. That shit is whack.
No, I like song, she's mad saying, skinny.
That's what a hater bitch would say.
Right. Like, that fucking song is mad whack.
Work, blah.
Nigga gotta turn the radio.
I've been a Beyonce fan.
Nigga gotta turn the radio. Bitch was like, I don't like that song.
Like, yesterday was her favorite song. Today she don't like the song.
But I think that to me personally, I feel like if somebody cheats on you, and this is just my opinion. Like, if I was with somebody in the machine, like, I would just let them go. I'm not trying to fight to get you back. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens sometimes with a lot of females, they feel like if they leave or if they go, oh, then the girl wins. She's winning.
That's exactly. That is true. They feel like it's a competition. Like,
yeah. She's mm-hmm. winning already. Nah, go ahead. You good. You can have that.
Yeah, I know girls who will stay with a guy just because they don't want him to leave and be with the other chick.
But he's with her anyway.
And make his life miserable. And he's with the other chick. And, you know, y'all both beefing with each other and he winning. Because right. He's still worst. Fucking both of you.
Yeah. Right. But I would leave.
When I was younger, I've done that before. You know, just I hated the bitch so much. She broke my heart so much that I stood with her to hurt her. Mm-hmm. Just to disrespect her in every way, form, or mankind.
It was all about to get back. It was torture.
Like, terrible. Like this girl really destroyed
every
me.
Every form of mankind.
Every form. That's like my
no, but seriously, that's like my ex. I felt like I didn't want to be with him no more after I found out he fucked one of my friends. But I still with him just so that way I could do him dirty. I did. That's the truth.
It's a get out of jail free card. That's do whatever I want to
that's
you.
That's the truth. I used to, I dogged him out.
I told
years.
A friend of mine, I got a boy. He should be he's an upcoming rapper. He should be a guest on your show. I would tune into that show, right? He has a girl. The bitch is crazy, man. He had a girl that was just crazy, and I'd be like, yo, my man, like the shit she was doing to him, and then him, and then yo, but I love her. But this, I was like, you don't love her, man. You just want to hurt this mm-hmm. bitch. And I've been through that. I be trying to consult him, like, yo, my nigga, I've been through that.
Been
you might hurt her one day too much, where you get in trouble and go to jail forever or something. Like, just leave the girl alone. Like, you know, like, and you know, it'd be like that type of thing where they both just want to hurt each other. Like, they just going back at each other. Who could do the foulest shit to each other? Mm-hmm. And that's not healthy.
That's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible.
I go to the extreme with everything. Like, you step on my shoe lace and I want to like cut your whole leg off. So I just give up. I'm just like, you got it. I'm a gracefully.
I'm a bow out.
Like, I would not be able to sit there. Like, if somebody does something bad, like, I can't lay next to you. I'm gonna be watching, like thinking of foul
allows you to do it when you sleep. So I personally, I don't recommend.
Can't handle it.
I can't. Like, right. I really, really cannot.
I don't think there's a point in staying with somebody if you're like just gonna, if you're just gonna like just torture him and bring it up all the time and not get over it. If it's not gonna work, you just gotta let it go for your own sanity. Mm-hmm. You know, I know people who are staying in relationships like, and all they do is argue, all they do is beef, and my friends will call me every single day complaining.
God can't do that. The God can't do that.
And you'd be like, just...
I'm a drama-free...
Right.
Pedestrian.
Pedestrian?
Huh?
I gotta go to the thing.
Oh.
The other thing is at 9, but I gotta go real soon, like 10 minutes. But I'm a drama-free. I don't like to argue. I don't like to do nothing. If you beefing with me, I'll just sit on the couch and act stupid. Just watch the game.
Oh, that's
I'm
even not worse. Trying to get ignored argue. When we trying to argue.
Oh, you hear me? Okay.
All right. I'm happy.
You know them Jordans you got?
I'm a happy person. I don't want to fight. It's life's too short.
You know what the worst
short.
Is when somebody try to fight with you in public?
Mm. Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't like
that.
To have no public argument.
I've been through that. 88, nigga, like, I ain't doing that.
Don't
start
no argument with me.
Don't embarrass me.
No, but nothing.
Yeah, don't embarrass
me. I gotta go mad stupid, dumb, crazy. If you embarrass
thank you.
Me.
Thank you. You know what's going through my head right now, right?
Let's not talk about what Gigi did.
You know what's going through my head right now.
What happened, Gigi? We didn't know that one.
I had to.
What you do?
No, I knocked the hookah over and coals went flying everywhere.
On him. He set him on fire.
Nah, you embarrassed me. He embarrassed me.
Nothing's worse when you're trying to build a brand, when you got something going, you're getting great opportunities and people are putting you in these rooms and you bring your boyfriend because you feel like you want him to be a part of that. And he starts arguing with you in front of all these industry people.
Can't do it.
It's embarrassing.
No, it just won't never work.
It won't work. And they're looking at you like, hello. You know? Like, take that shit outside.
Hello. Just like, never. If you believe in what you're trying to do, you can't handle nigga like that in front of everybody.
No, you can't. It's embarrassing.
That ain't it.
It's really embarrassing.
Because it's like you never make the first impression twice.
Right.
And when it comes to this business shit and about getting money, it's about conducting yourself as professional as possible. So all that other shit, that's not going to fly. And you just could do any little thing to turn somebody off that could have been giving you some bread.
Mm-hmm. Just to have an opportunity of the kind of rooms that I'm thinking of, you know what I mean? Luckily, this wasn't a first impression. I'm already, I already know these people, so I got a second chance.
Somebody embarrassed you in a room?
Yeah, I'm not gonna sit and talk about it.
What'd he do to you?
I think I've told you this story.
What happened? I don't remember.
No, I was at a fashion show. I won't say which fashion show it was. I was at a fashion show and whatever. There's an after thing in the green room, and everybody goes there, and I was with my boyfriend at the time, and he started arguing with me because I was talking to someone who is a celebrity, and he and I exchanged numbers, but this person, I know him for years, and I just had a new number, so I was giving him my new number.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, niggas ain't going for that.
And the nigga spazzed out in front of everybody.
Man,
and the
did
person
DM'd him or something. Get the fuck out of
don't
here
do
with
that shit
one.
In front of me. No, but I mean, it's a business relationship. It was a business relationship, you know? And I feel
men
like
men don't know business relationships. All like men know
it,
is business.
I feel like it would have been sneaky if I was doing it in the DM. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is a networking opportunity for both of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Niggas
like,
ain't
let's
doing
network.
That.
All right, but let me end with the ask ye question because people always write in and ask questions. So here was email we got. Okay. She said, my fiance cheated, got one of his so-called good friends pregnant. He said he doesn't want to be with her. He wants to see if me and him can save our relationship. But I told him he needs to let the girl know he don't want to be with her and he needs to give up his phone code. Is that too much to ask for?
Well, the phone code's too much to ask for.
No, she bothered.
Now, the phone code is way too much to ask for. But you know what I've noticed analyzing relationships is relationships actually get better when people have babies with somebody else on the side and it's public. Like,
what?
I'm telling you some shit.
All five of our faces did the same thing at the same time.
Let me hear this.
Okay, let me. You want a man's. I'm only the one guy.
Yeah, go ahead, one guy.
I'm the one guy here, right? Have you noticed, and then Fat Joe shouldn't be saying this, but guys, listen, I just want you to look at the world and notice people who just take celebrities and say the guy fucked up and got the side joint pregnant, and all of a sudden they get married next month.
It happened one time.
It happened more than once.
It did happen more than once.
It's popping off right now.
Because he got to do whatever he got to do to save it.
I just thought the relationship just popped into my head.
Somehow
it fixes the relationship. I'm telling you.
You ain't got it. Doesn't fix the baby, though.
That goes back to the woman saying, I'm not going to leave my man. I'm not going to lose my man to this hole.
This is the problem now.
Part of it?
Uh-oh.
That's what that is.
Bad enough. You went and fucked some other bitch.
But you fucking on Raw?
Right.
Ugh, you're disgusting.
What else did you do? Because it's what you fucking the bitch with. Like, you...
And you shooting up the club. Not only are you fucking her right, you shooting up the club.
You
want
to take all precautions. You
what the fuck
got this bitch
up the club, man?
Coming inside, shooting up the club. I'm gonna say that. I owe you some publishing.
Don't forget, 1% Stephanie Santiago.
I just feel like that's the ultimate like disrespect. Bad enough like you're cheating.
Absolutely, I agree.
You was doing too much love in the church. Y'all was kissing. You was probably sucking her pussy. Like, y'all was doing everything.
You didn't pull out.
If you was shooting the club, y'all was doing the most.
Right. So, with that being said, I would never, ever be able to go because that's what's going to be running. I'm like, you really...
That's it. It's over.
And fuck that baby. I'm going to go mad.
Fuck that baby.
What the baby do? I agree. The baby was conceived. Fuck that ugly ass baby. Right.
So wait, so what about the phone code thing though? No giving up the phone code.
Okay, this is my thing. I think personally that when the person that you with has your code to your phone, they just...
It's just over.
It just goes smooth.
We know each other's phone code.
Like, he can go on my phone whenever he wants. Like, right. It's nothing in there.
Right.
There's nothing
in there.
That's
how I feel.
I feel like when it's sporadically out of nowhere, like your phone has a code on it, like now we have a problem. I don't want to go in there, but if I want to, why is it like, I don't want you to see the,
listen,
like,
guys,
this.
Listen, guys, I got a job. I'm going to
just say this from the faithful person on the panel.
Who?
You just need your privacy.
Faithful. Wait, you said the faithful person.
Girl,
that was ironic. All right.
No, but I just feel like, you know, you need your privacy. Go ahead, baby. You can keep your phone. I keep my phone. It's okay.
I don't want him to know, like, my friend's information. Like, you know, when you're talking
Right, when they're having, like, a private conversation. Right. She's like, that's I'm pregnant. I don't know who the dad is.
Just don't be like, yeah.
I don't know who the dad is.
Aunt, I told you not to tell nobody
I know, when your friend texts you that, and he's like, damn, your friend a hoe.
Right.
And you're like, yo, you're not supposed to be in my shit.
Well, I want to let all you ladies know this has been quite the experience.
We're glad you enjoyed yourself.
Time for me to go.
We appreciate
I'm sure
you.
I got in trouble 52 times.
We
in
appreciate
this
you hanging with a room full of ladies.
Does your wife have your code to your phone?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, my shit just like regular.
Right, y'all been together a long time.
I don't think she ever looked at it.
What about your boyfriend, Ange? Your boyfriend has your code?
I don't know, probably, because he probably knows what it, but I don't, he would.
You never gave it
he
to
would
him.
Never look at my phone.
So
I don't
I'm
even feel like he would.
The only single one?
No, I'm single, girl. I'm single.
Okay.
Ain't nobody getting the code for my phone. We could get married. Ain't nobody getting my code.
But that shit don't mean nothing.
But he never asked me for it, but
I don't go through his phone. He, I don't know if he goes through mine, but I don't.
But you know what I do? I'll be like, oh, yeah, here's the code, and then change it.
This bitch.
Heavy. Yeah, that's a good one.
Definitely be putting his finger on his phone in his sleep.
Right, like this.
All right, well, Fat Joe, Remy Ma, we appreciate y'all for coming through.
When they sleep, you like this.
Right. Get him drunk, knocked out.
Yo, Remy, you nasty. You very nasty. That shit you were showing these ladies today. I just want you to know.
You're not nasty, right?
It's terrible.
I mean, if you want to be nasty, you know what I'm
saying? Really, sucking your own dick is just another step in masturbation. It's just taking it to the
next level. I could eat my own pussy. I would eat my own pussy all
day. Angela, you believe that or you just said that shit?
I just said that. I don't want to, yeah. But I do believe guys would suck their own dick if they could.
That's disgusting.
Please, if I could eat my own pussy, you would not be able to get me out the house.
That's what you just said. That's what I'm saying. But that's taking it a step too far.
Right.
Look, he's taking off his headphones. He's done.
This is number two.
He's done.
It's only gay if you swallow your own cum.
That's all. Sucking your own dick.
service. Thank you guys. Thanks again to Carbon 38 for sponsoring today's episode. Carbon 38 is the best online shopping destination for fashionable, high-performance women's activewear. A lot of people have actually been coming up to me and asking me, what am I wearing when I'm working out? And I direct them right to Carbon 38. They partner with fitness professionals to wear, test, and model all their apparel. Carbon 38's mission is to empower women to live their healthiest lives and to look and feel amazing while doing it. Go to carbon38.com/Angela and get 15% off your first purchase.